This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Tis the season. Yes, Christmas season on us. But it's also a time where we want to help those that are in need. And you don't want anybody that's doing without during the Christmas season, holiday seasons. And we want to be a part of that. And here's our friends with the Lighthouse again. They've got a food bank, of course, helping a lot of people. We're going to let Brandon Bauer tell us more about that. And now we're doing something called a reverse Advent calendar. Watch us on social media. Josh and I are taking pictures every day with the different food items that you gather together, you or maybe your whole family or some friends together, and that will be a blessing to their ministry. Brandon, thank you again so much. Do you love Christmas? Do you love this season?
Melissa, I have been doing Christmas for about 2 months already, you know, planning all of this fun stuff and setting out things at our thrift store for people to buy. But the reverse Advent's one of my favorite things.
Okay, let's talk about it. What is this?
Yep. So I remember when I was a kid, Mom would always do an Advent. You know, you'd open the little box and you'd get your little surprise. It was chocolate or a toy, or it was just so much fun. A reverse Advent's very similar, but instead of getting a little prize, you're giving a prize or a present to someone who's in need. Aww. So we have launched a reverse Advent calendar for our food bank, which you guys have on your website and on your social media.
Yes.
I'm so excited about it.
Okay. So let's talk about how this works. So for every day you have, and we have this all printed up, so print it off so you can have it at home or at the office. Get a bunch of people involved in this. This is so easy and so much fun. Every day you have listed an item, like December 1st is cereal. December 2nd is peanut butter. December 3rd is jelly or jam. December 4th is a baking mix, and on. So every day has a specific food item that you pick out. Now, it doesn't mean you can't shop for all of them at once, but then you put them in a container, a basket, a box. And then what do they do with it from there, Brandon?
Yeah, we would love for them to drop it off at either our community center at 3000 East State Boulevard or our family thrift store at 6230 Lima Road. So we'll be collecting those boxes. And just know that the food on this list is the highest need items that we have.
Great.
And we've given out over 40,000 pounds of food so far this year.
Wow.
And our shelves are looking a little empty, but you know, over 1,000 families have benefited from our food bank, and I'm just so excited for the listeners to get involved in this small way to help feed our community.
Oh, so fun. Get the kids involved. I mean, this is one of those really fun projects that you can mark off the list. You can do it all at once or do it a little bit at a time until you gather all of the items, and it's going to make a big difference. Then how important, Brandon, is it for us to get this food to your food bank?
Sure. So we had a lady come in this week who hadn't eaten in 5 days, Melissa.
What?
And we were able to give her a grocery bag full of food, and she was just in tears.
Oh.
She's like, I had no idea where to go for help. And we loved on her. We shared Jesus with her, and we helped her find some food.
Yes.
So we have those interactions every day. So we want you to pray for us. But, you know, this food allows us to minister Jesus to those around us.
Amen. True. And we want to be a part of that. So I hope you'll get excited. I also have this list on my Conversations page, as well as it's on our website, and you'll be watching on social media. It's all there. But Brandon, bless you. We're excited to join in, and God's best and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Melissa, so much.
Check it out. star883.com. Click on Conversations, or it's on our main page also.